Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, you have a lot of interesting art collectors over the years.
Yes, sir, I do, by the grace of God, Roy. First, I thought just to make a living as an artist, it had to be my family that bought my artwork, you know. But that runs out quick, you know, when your family quits buying your artwork. But by the grace of God, presidents have bought my artwork. Matter of fact, Ted Cruz running for president right now, he's got the Divine Servant bronze sculpture on his desk. George Bush has got one of my sculptures of Divine Servant on his desk. But we've had Pope John Paul bought my work or received my work as a gift, and then there's been other stars of business and CEO of Coca-Cola, Chick-fil-A, just a whole lot of big companies that you might know.
And Herschel.
And Herschel Reed, that's right. And that's who we're going to have on the show today again, his last show for this month, to share in the miracles that have happened because of Herschel Reed and his family. And so we're glad to have him back.
All right, we've got our miracle of the week.
Well, let me tie this first miracle to Herschel. This is, again, he's the donor that donated the $500,000 that made it possible to buy the land on I-10 that made the garden possible. But when he came up to see us, I guess it was in May 29th, 2014, he was just walking up there and seeing all the great stuff God had done since they had made their gift and the garden was being built. And we have a prayer path. And on the side, that goes around the cross-shaped garden that was the vision that God gave me. But there's a prayer path that circles it, and people have been putting prayers and requests and praises on little white limestone rocks.
So rocks, I know.
Yeah, and we provide magic markers, and
there's thousands of them.
And there's thousands. And so Herschel comes up there just walking with me and looking at that, And I mean, it's not 60 seconds. And I start talking about how people were canceling suicide coming up there. And that, you know, people were just, you know, giving up their plans for suicide after praying in that cross. And Herschel looks down and says, well, here's one right here. And he reaches, he's standing right in front of a rock where somebody had just written and placed a rock there. Thank you, God, for putting this cross here so I wouldn't commit suicide. And so the miracle of that, Roy, is that Herschel was there. I say that people are canceling suicide. And Herschel looks at his feet. And there's, in the thousands of rocks, there's this rock about 8 inches by 12 inches in size, written with a note from somebody that was saved because that garden was there on that mountain.
Herschel, welcome back. How did you find this one rock?
That truly is a miracle. I think he said the numbers. You know, I don't think anybody really knows, but there's literally thousands of rocks up there.
Yeah, I haven't counted them, but I just trust that.
Since that date and today's date, I'm pretty sure you can build a wall with them now.
Yeah, the people started stacking them up about 3 foot tall. Look, a big pile of rocks, so we're now trying to spread them back out the deal, you know, but I mean, it's thousands of people, and it's one of the favorite things at the garden where people share their prayers and thoughts, kind of like the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem.
I think from based on what our conversations before about fruit, I would think that this is some of the fruit that you talked about that the garden is producing, right?
Right. Tell us about the fruit that you're seeing, Herschel, from this garden.
Oh, that one right there's, I mean, to know that somebody was going to come up there and commit suicide because they met him on top of that mountain that day is that's one that's very precious, and that's just one of the many. And of course, that's not all of the fruits that are there, and all the testimonies that I've got to read of people that have had physical ailments that had been healed that came up there, people that were in the middle of divorces or had been divorced and got restored to their husband or wife. Mothers and fathers who have gotten to see their kids accept Jesus Christ and know that that they're going to live with him eternally. It's just the fruits are on and on. Literally, if there was a tree on top of that mountain with the fruit from this, you couldn't see through it.
Amen.
Well, Herschel, your family gave $500,000 for that land on IH-10 in Kerrville. Tell us about that again.
Yeah, that was, the short of it was me asking the Lord if that's what he wanted me to do, and him telling me that through a fleece miracle that, yes, that was most definitely what he wanted me to do.
Had you ever given a donation that big before?
No, sir, not at all. Not even close.
And? Why did you, the question is, the $500,000 question is, why did you do it?
Hey, that was very simple. Dad said to do it.
And Dad, for those of you listening, Herschel is God.
He made it very clear through that miracle hawk, through showing me the hawk that I asked him to present. And not only that hawk, but multiple other hawks at the same time made it abundantly clear that was what he wanted me to do. So. In a sense, that was a very easy check for me to write because it was crystal clear that's what he wanted me to do.
This has been a 14-year journey with the Griners. Talk about that.
It's been an interesting journey, and one that's changed my life. This whole thing, the miracle changed my life and changed my relationship with the Lord. I said, first time I saw Max was at a revival, and honestly, I thought he was crazy.
You know what? Yeah. I thought the same thing. I said, this guy's nuts. And then I go up there and I see that cross. I said, you know what? He's got this cross. It's there.
Yeah, I guess. So we talked about putting out a fleece, and I really do feel like that was really the first honest fleece that I put out, but I did. you know, in a sense, at some point in our relationship in this journey, I asked God, this man's crazy. either he's the real thing or he's an absolute idiot or something. I don't know what's going on. And I asked Dad to show me. And I went out to Max and we had dinner, me and Sherry and Max together and my wife. And by the time I left out of there, I saw the evidence that, yes, all of these things that Max shared, everything that he was speaking was the real thing. It wasn't phony. It wasn't fake. He was a real man of God. But I did still think he was crazy.
And that's still a little right. My parents dropped me on my head when I was a baby, you know.
So this has been a 14-year journey, and the question is, has it been worth it for you? What do you mean by that, if it is?
Oh, yeah, it has been worth it because it's changed when I say that relationship, and I don't know if I could, you know, to be able to share the intimate details of that, to tell you what it meant to stand on top of that mountain and ask for a sign from God and to have him personally answer me like he did with those hawks. Because as I've shared before, it's not like there was just hawks that were flying around in the sky. It was like he personally, they came out of his hand and they were released right above my head.
Yeah, and circling.
It was very intimate, and it changed my whole life and my relationship with Dad. That's why I call him Dad now, everybody. I have to always verify that because my relationship with him changed. He's not some distant God to me anymore. He's my dad.
You know, the wonderful thing about that whole story that we've got is there's lots of good things happening in the body of Christ, and some of them are initiated by God and some of them aren't. And what we all knew from that moment was that this was God's project. This was God's idea. This was his garden. This wasn't a man project. And there are plenty of religious man's projects out there. And some of them are good, but they may not be God's project. But what, you know, those hawks flying over all of us, circling over the heads of everybody there praying, we knew this indeed was God's deal. And when you've got that, you know, confirmation in your heart, then you'll do anything. And stay with it. And that's allowed us to go through these 14 years and the battles and the lawsuits and the IRS audits and the attacks and the slander is because we knew this was God's deal and we couldn't lose. We couldn't fail. We may get bruised up in the process, but we knew that we were going to win because this was God's deal.
Well, you have positive and negative confirmations. Talk a little bit about that, Max.
Okay, well, again, what I'm talking, you know, the positive and negative confirmation, we got a positive confirmation that this was God's project to build this garden for Jesus when the hawks flew over the top of Herschel Reed. So that was a yay God moment. You know, look at that miracle. God wants us to do that. But the negative confirmations were when all hell broke loose because the devil didn't like it. And suddenly people were writing into the newspaper and said they didn't want to see a cross over Interstate 10 and it was going to ruin the hill country. And then we got, you know, audited, and the IRS turned us, or the atheist turned us into the IRS, and we got audited. And then even the lawsuit, well, looking back, we can see those were just negative confirmations. Because, see, the enemy would not have been stirred up if it wasn't God's project. So that's what I mean. In our all lives, all of us, when God tells you to do something, there's going to be the positive God confirmations. But then also, if you're really doing something for God, the enemy doesn't like it, and he's going to come against you, and he's going to throw junk at you. And so just like Apostle Paul said, just count it all joy. Just keep right on going. Bless the people that curse you, and that's what we've done. We bless them, and we forgive them. But today, the proof's in the pudding. And on that mountain, thousands and thousands of people are being touched by God, and they're coming 365 days a year. And
that's the fruit that we talk about.
Yeah, and they're getting, you know, physically healed. They're getting saved spiritually, emotionally healed, alcoholism, sexual abuse, drugs. It's just amazing what God's doing on that mountain, and that's the fruit that God wants to see in the lives of his kids.
Well, Herschel, getting ready to close out our series of conversations with you. What would you like the folks listening to the radio, what was the most important thing that you would like them to know?
I think what I want to share is, you hear us talking about fruits, and and everything that we get to see up there. And what I want people to understand is that's not because we want to see numbers, as you already know, it's a free garden, so anybody can come and we don't get anything out of it. You get to come up there and experience him, and that's the very thing that I want to point out again. We left off, I think two weeks ago, I shared with you a story about my grandfather, who was Joyce C. Hall, the founder of Hallmark Cards. And I want everybody out there listening today to hear the plans that he had and how far back he had them. When my grandfather left home at 13 years old, he left with absolutely nothing but a box full of cards. And he lived in a YMCA in Kansas City. He hopped a train from Nebraska to Kansas City, and he lived in the YMCA because it was the only place that he could, and he began selling cards to make a living, literally. And that was the reason that I was able to give this $500,000. Those were the plans that he had laid out that many years ago. Because my grandfather's passed away and gone now many years. And that's the kind of relationship that he wants to have, and how desperate he is to have that personal relationship with each one of you and every one of these people. The girl that came up there to commit suicide that met him personally, he'd already been planning that for years and years and years before, that she would be able to come to that mountain that day and be saved, not just physically, but eternally. And to get to know her dad on a personal basis, to be called no longer a slave by him, but a friend of God.
Hallelujah.
And that's what I desire and hope for everybody. And that's the real fruits that come out of the mountain. And that's why Max and I and Roy and all of us jump up and down for joy when we get to hear the fruits that come out of the mountain.
Herschel Reed, we thank you so much for being with us these last few weeks. And we wish you the very best. And thanks again for your commitment and your dedication to the cross in Kerrville.
Yeah, and we just love you, Herschel and Shannon, and all y'all have done for the kingdom, brother. Thank you so much for being on the show this month.
And how can they reach us, Max?
Just go to the website, thecomingkingfoundation.org or thecrossatkerrville.org.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, it's good to be back with you again, and I really do have some visitor comments that I think you'll enjoy. And also, I want to remind you that if you ever have a comment that you would like for us to read on the radio, please send it in to us, and we would be more than happy to read it. Okay, this first one comes from Van Mabrito from San Antonio, Texas. He says, Max, I was so blessed to meet you at Charles Robinson's Tipping Point Conference in 2013, and one other time also. Yesterday, I went up to the sculpture garden with some friends to celebrate a couple's 20th anniversary. We all had a wonderful time spiritually and in every way. So I pray the Father continues to bless, multiply, and flourish the work there and multiplying it around the world. For your information, a sister who came with us said you had read some words I had written about the garden on your radio program. I was not aware of your program, but I was honored and glad that you were able to use a few of my words. But as I was telling some friends on Facebook about the garden and replying to one who asked of the location, the Lord put on my heart to write, Wonderful, peaceful hill country oasis at the intersection of Texas hill country and heaven. I don't want to sound presumptuous, but of course the Holy Spirit dropped that into my spirit. But if that might be helpful to you in some way, please feel free to use it any way you like. God bless you, brother, your family, the team, and ministry. And that's all I have time for today, but I hope you'll be back with us next week, and I'll read some more for you.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation
so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.